Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is the unexpected gift of availability. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
The Unexpected Gift of Availability, written by Laura Bailey, read by Laura Bailey. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Galatians 5:13. Have you ever had a conversation that radically changed your life? Perhaps you prayed, asking God for wisdom, and He sent along someone who shared exactly what you needed to hear. After the birth of my second daughter, I became a full-time stay-at-home mom. As weeks of taking care of our girls turned to months, I became restless. In the dark early mornings, the only time I had to myself anymore, my mind wandered. Am I wasting my talent if my days are spent caring for my children? I was used to having a schedule full of coffee dates, lunch meetings, and conference calls. No one had to wonder what I did all day because I had the sales numbers to prove my worth. I knew that my true identity was in Christ, but I was lonely and felt consumed by motherhood. The first time my husband and I visited the church we now call home, I'll never forget the warmth and welcoming nature of the community. I began volunteering in the children's ministry and met two of the sweetest souls. Their love for the Lord and servant's heart was contagious. We quickly developed a friendship that eventually evolved into a mentorship. Both of these women left the workforce when they had children, and even though they were empty nesters, neither had returned to full-time work. Finding their situations odd, I asked why they never resumed working outside the home after their children were grown. Their response forever changed my perspective on the struggles of my current season. They both provided the same answer. I wanted to be available. Available? As in no real purpose of their own except fulfilling the needs of others? Yes, that's precisely what they meant. These ladies had a kingdom mindset. Their purpose was to glorify God and make Him known in whatever task they had that day. They shared that they felt God placed them in a unique situation. They believed their primary role and responsibility was stewarding their marriage and children. They did so by taking care of their families, diligently teaching them biblical truths, guiding their children to live godly lives, and disciplining and correcting them when they went astray. Next, they wanted to be active in the local church by attending Bible studies, praying for others, caring for children, and mentoring the next generation of women. Lastly, they wanted to be available to be a light in their community. They were active in outreach programs, feeding the hungry, and giving time to people who needed a listening ear. And on top of all that, they spent hours in prayer and Bible study. God used these women to show me that being available is very significant to God. I pondered their response and thought of how I'd felt that my new role as stay-at-home mom was somehow insignificant to God. I wrongly assumed God gave more critical assignments to others and left me to just take care of the kids. Not all kingdom assignments are glamorous. Motherhood indeed isn't most days. But when we think about Jesus' life and how he spent most of his time, we can be encouraged. This world will feed us the lie that significance is found in a job title, a bank statement, social followers, or status. In God's kingdom, the greatest are those who humble themselves in service to others as Jesus modeled. One conversation with two wise women taught me that my purpose wasn't in what I could accomplish in a day, but rather in how I was using my time to serve those around me. Eventually, my girls will grow up and my days of around-the-clock mothering will diminish, leaving open opportunities on my calendar. When that time comes, may their wise advice remind me to continue making available and willing to serve others for God's glory, not my own. Intersecting faith and life. Take a look at your schedule. Is there any availability for spontaneous service? Could you weave in space to foster relationships or spend time with the Lord? Pray God would provide you with margin and availability to serve others. For further reading, look at 1 Peter 2:9 and Colossians 3:23-24.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now and join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right. The C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.